I'm now joined by Amit Anand, co-founder of Nexfins, who back in October, they launched their first ETF, the Nifty India Financials ETF, ticker symbol INDF. And Amit is now on the line with me from New York. Amit, a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's first talk a little bit about your background and Nexfins and why you launched an ETF. What's the backstory here?
Sure. So Nexfins was founded with a vision of democratizing powerful investment ideas. I met my partner, Manny Singh, when we were both at Tiger. I used to work at a fund seeded by Tiger Management, and Manny worked directly for Julian Robertson. We both just happened to be of Indian origin, but we both went on to start our own hedge funds, which had a global investment mandate. It was an open secret amongst professional investors that the financial sector was the only area worth investing in within India. So whenever we would talk about India amongst ourselves and with our hedge fund friends, it would really be corporate governance that was front and center in terms of how do you make money picking stocks in India. And financial companies tend to have the best corporate governance, which is why professional investors are drawn to financial stocks. So, over the years, we said there's a need for a specific investment vehicle that invests in India. When we started thinking about, how to bring that investment vehicle to market, it was obvious to us coming from the hedge fund world where the puck was going. Our investors were asking us for more transparency, more liquidity, and, of course, lower fees. And when we looked around, it seemed that the ETF structure was the best structure for an investment vehicle, to bring forth this really wonderful and powerful investment idea. And that's how the INDF ETF was born.
In terms of the index powering this, and we'll talk about the construction, Nifty is the leading index provider in India, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So the ETF, the Nifty India Financials ETF, this holds 20 financial companies in India. Take us from there. How exactly is this constructed?
Yeah, so the reason we decided to partner with Nifty is because, as you mentioned, they are the leading index provider in India. They are a blue chip name that's well known to Indian investors and investors of Indian origin. And they have a variety of indices, including the Nifty Financial Services Index that has actually existed for many years. We worked with them to make the index U.S. ETF friendly to meet all the relevant RIC requirements. So we worked closely with them and we formed the Nifty Financial Services 2550 Index, which is based off of their Nifty Financial Services Index. It has the top 20 financial services companies in India ranked by free float. We put on a 2550 construct on top, which means the top security cannot be over 25% weight and the top five securities cannot be over 50% weight in the index.
And what are some of the companies? Give listeners an idea.
Yeah, so the index contains the leading Indian financial services companies. These are banks, mortgage companies, insurance companies. Although we call them financial companies, they are also India's fintech companies. So India's largest banks by market capitalization, companies like HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank, Axis Bank. These are companies that compete really well, have strong revenue and earnings growth characteristics, very strong shareholder returns. Looking back the last two decades, they also happen to be companies that are very digital forward. Their apps rank very highly on the Indian App Store. Over 90% of their transactions are conducted either on their websites or their apps. A lot of their apps are financial supermarkets where customers can go not only, put in their deposits, open accounts, but also get loans, buy life insurance, even buy plane and train tickets. So these are, the entire index comprises of companies that have over a $400 billion market cap in aggregate. They represent both sort of the winners over a long period of time, as well as sort of the emerging winners in the Indian financial space.
And I guess on that note, and you began alluding to this a little bit earlier as well, but I think a question some investors may have is why focus only on the financial sector, right? Because some investors, when they think of opportunities in emerging markets, maybe they think direct plays on technology or e-commerce. So why focus specifically on financials?
Yeah. So first of all, I would say that INDF is an India ETF in addition to being a financials ETF. And, you know, I strongly believe that India deserves its own place in an investor's portfolio. If you look at the current large emerging market ETFs, they only give India a 9% weight. China has a 41% weight, and Taiwan and South Korea have a 13% weight each. So I think India is being dramatically underweighted, you know, in an average emerging market ETF. Given that it is the second largest emerging market economy, I think it deserves its own place in an investor's portfolio. Within India, Indian financials offer two really interesting and differentiated value propositions for investors. One is their performance, which I'll go into. But the second is they actually get very high marks on the ESG front, which is hard to find in India. So in terms of performance, Indian financials have outperformed the Indian benchmark by an average of 8% a year for over 18 years. They are the crown jewels of the Indian stock market. And the reason for this outperformance is really structural in nature. These large Indian financial companies are fast growers and they're very profitable. So they're able to reinvest their earnings into their businesses, and that's how they compound shareholder wealth every year. And what's really interesting for me is, you know, if you look at the growth characteristics of the Indian financials, they really mirror the U.S. tech companies rather than U.S. financials. So oftentimes when one thinks of financials, you know, they think of the large U.S. banks or the large European banks. But when you look at the revenue growth or the earnings growth that Indian financials companies have put up over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, they actually look a lot like the U.S. banks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. And so I think that's really interesting. They're really growth stocks rather than the traditional view that investors may have of financial stocks. And going forward, I think everyone's aware of some of the really interesting mega trends that are happening in India. It's a young population. In fact, the median age of the Indian population is less than 30 years old. And what that means is that there's going to be more and more people entering the workforce, borrowing money for both housing and for consumption. And these financial companies, you know, are a key cornerstone of that growth. The other thing that's happening on the ground in India is a rapid proliferation of smartphones. And that's, you know, leading to and will continue to lead to an e-commerce boom. And so we're starting with a cash-based economy in India that, because of this e-commerce boom that's happening, is going to become more of a digital payments economy. And so the financial services companies are positioned really well on that front as well. And then, you know, just to round out where I started with, in addition to this performance, financial companies rank really well on the ESG front. On ETF.com's ESG channel, INDF is the only India ETF. And, you know, if you look at the MSCI ESG ratings, INDF is in the 95th percentile globally and in the 97th percentile amongst its peer group. So for an ESG-focused or an ESG-aware India investor, Indian financials are pretty much the only game in town.
You mentioned India deserving a place in investor portfolios, just broadly speaking. And if you look at the ETF landscape, there are some other India ETFs out there, perhaps a bit broader. Do you see INDF as a complement to those ETFs, or is it a replacement?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I mean, there are clearly other India ETFs that are larger than INDF. And I think what's really relevant from a liquidity perspective is that the companies in the INDF index have over $400 billion of market cap. But I think what's also really interesting is that the largest India ETF that's out there does not have HDFC Bank as a holding. And HDFC Bank is one of the crown jewels of the entire Indian stock market. It happens to be one of the best performers. You know, it has grown its earnings through thick and thin. India just went through a recession due to COVID, and HDFC Bank actually grew its book value. In fact, it came out of COVID a lot stronger than what it went into COVID. So I think for investors considering, you know, the ideal portfolio that has exposure to India, they should think about, you know, both the fact that HDFC Bank is INDF's largest holding. It's not present in many of the other India ETFs. And of course, INDF's AA ESG rating, which makes it the only India ETF that has an A-rated ESG rating from MSCI.
Amit, just a couple minutes left before I let you go. What can you tell us about any future plans for NextFins? So, like, should we expect additional ETFs at some point? I mean, I look at this ETF. I think it's really interesting, compelling theme. You talk about how fast India is forecasted to grow over the next, you know, several years, decade, the favorable long-term demographics. So, clearly, based on your past experience, you thought this was compelling. What should we expect moving forward?
Yeah, so, we really came to the table as fundamental professional investors, growth-focused. INDF was our first offering. But our vision, as I mentioned, is really to democratize powerful investment ideas. We think that there are a lot of ideas that when you talk to hedge fund analysts, it's sort of second nature, or I would say an open secret, that, these ideas make money. Indian financials is clearly one of them within investing in emerging markets, but there are a couple of other ideas. We've so far identified four additional ideas for a total of five potential ETFs, where they are just open secrets in the smart money world, but the smart money world likes charging its high fees, and we think there's the opportunity to bring them to the ETF landscape with daily liquidity and more transparency, which I think investors will really appreciate.
Well, congratulations on your entrance into ETFs. I certainly wish you all the best. Again, really, really interesting investment concept. Thank you for joining me this week.
Yeah, thank you again. It was a pleasure.
That was Amit Anand, co-founder of NextFins.